Pete Tenarowitz. I live here in Hudson. I've been a lifelong resident of Hudson. I started work at the New York State prison system in 1981. I was born in downtown Hudson, where my family lived, near the post office, and later moved out to the town of Greenport. When I was a kid, everybody pretty much lived and worked right in town. It was unusual for somebody to drive out of the area. A lot of people walked to work, having one automobile and having mom stay home and raise the children while dad went to work was really, you know, standard operating procedure. Hudson was a big ethnic town, you know, heavily Catholic. There was a large Catholic school. There was a Polish church, an Italian church. We went to the big church in town, St. Mary's, which now you might look back and say it was the Irish church. Intact families, just really what you see in the media today as the good old days, really did seem to exist for us. I was really not aware of the prison growing up. I mean, all the stories, that's where the bad girls are incarcerated, so stay away from there. That was a place you didn't ride your bike to, and you just didn't go there. That might as well have been 50 miles away. And then below that was what they called Simpsonville, where there's some factories now. It's called Power Avenue. That's on the prison road. And that was some kind of broken down houses that was a place to stay away from. Every prison is a product of their architecture. The girls' training school was the cottage system, and they kind of carried that over to the men's prison. They still called the buildings cottages. Had single and multiple man rooms. The doors weren't locked. It did work well. Our cottages were broken down. Like, we had all the mess hall workers in one cottage. All the academic inmates that couldn't read or write, they had to go to school, mandatory. I don't know if they still do that with all the budget cuts. They would be in another cottage, or the guys that cut the grass would be in another cottage or something like that. Programmatic purposes for that. And a lot of the officers that ran those gangs were there, too. So they knew the guys. They knew what was going on. It worked pretty good that way, that I could see. I'd like to see this prison stay open. It's good for the community. It's good for the employees. In a lot of ways, it's good for the inmates. It really is. Hudson's always been a prison where they had work crews for inmates. They had something for the inmates to do. You know, a lot of these inmates never had a lot of positive experiences. I seen inmates on work crews be all excited because we're going to go out and paint the firehouse. A prison like Hudson, the inmate can have an opportunity to be alone or to be with people he chooses to be with. Yeah, you have your job or your program where you have to do it. But if you're in this cottage environment and you want to be in your room or go to Joe Blow's room and talk about music, they can do that. Whereas in a lot of prisons, you can't do that. In Hudson, you can shower by yourself and use the bathroom by yourself and talk to who you want to talk to. And you also have an opportunity to be outside because you have to go from building to building. Those are things that most people wouldn't really think that much about, but when you're in this prison-structured environment, that's a big deal. If I can go with my friend to walk to Chow and back every day, that's a big deal. For so much of Hudson's life, it was unique because of its history and because there was a transitional period where some employees that had still worked there as the training school kind of carried on their duties in the same way. So the sensibility, I think, there of the employees is a lot different than the overall Department of Corrections. Some people in the larger Department of Corrections, I think, probably laughed us off as though it weren't a real prison. But we seem to have the best success with the inmates. And you're going to measure the results by how the place runs. I mean, the place really ran way better than some of these army camps or some of these battlefields that some people think is, I guess, the way you run a prison. Most of our work was just like it is now, like I said earlier, face-to-face talking to inmates. And obviously not every inmate's going to react to that. Not every employee is going to be able to do that. But it worked for us. It worked for me. It paid my bills for 27 years, and I was not stressed out by it. As they say, no animals were killed in the filming of that production, though not much harm came in the running of that place, I don't think.